regular here. Girls and boys, there's Steve on XFM 104.9. So, it's not too, so bad, really, because we didn't plan the thing, you know.
We've
proved the supernatural. We were wrong about that.
Well, just one other question. Was there anything else in this woman's house that led her to believe that there were ghosts, or was it just the fact that, you know, Tweety, or whatever his name was, wasn't chirping?
You see, this is the problem. I was watching UK Style. I was watching something on that.
What were you watching on that?
It was, do you know, it's not changing rooms, it's like that, but cheaper.
Quite seriously, right, you might be the most interesting man in the world. I'm fascinated by it. I'd like to follow you. I'd like to have a hidden camera on you. I can ask you any question. You know, I'd like to have you in a cupboard in my flat. So I just think about it. I wonder what Carl thinks of that. And I'd just throw some at you, and you'd, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's what my dad did. He kept me in the cupboard.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah. I wonder what Carl would.
You're never stuck for a conversation point if Carl's around. That's
no,
what's genius about
he's this. Always got an opinion. He's got an opinion about everything.
Yeah.
It's
I love the fact he was watching UK Style without a shadow of irony.
Yeah. No, that's what I like about him.
Exactly.
I wouldn't like it if he was trying to be
kitsch
and stuff. I like it because he's down the line, straightforward, no nonsense. Yeah. This is what I like. You know what I mean? He's going to be sort of like Jeffrey Boycott, Dickie Bird, when he's about like 60 or 70. He's going to get on a bus and go to the driver somewhere. You need an haircut. You look like a scruffy get. You know what I mean? He's going to be a great old bloke that you
need.
He doesn't get chinned in the pub.
Yeah.
Right? People protect him, you know, because he's like 70 or something. But it's great. You're looking forward. You're actually in that nod. I know that nod went. I can't wait to be 70.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Mm.
Can I make a suggestion that we just get people, they can email in just questions or comments they'd like to hear from Carl. Maybe they just want to know his opinion on the Afghanistan situation.
Yeah, like,
or you know, like last night's Coronation Street, whatever.
Yeah, like they do it, you know, in the NME or imagine that coming up to the election, they go, Billy says Labour.
Yeah.
Ooh, Carl.
I know the Sun has White Van Man. Each day they interview a guy who drives a white van, see his opinions on various topics. Carl is very much our White Man Van. White man van.
Yeah.
So any query you have.
I think most of our listeners are,
any opinion that you would like to hear voiced from the K-Man, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, or you can phone in. I forget what the number is.
08700-800-1234.
Sweet.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Love Burns, XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais.
My name's Steve Merchant.
Carl, what's your name?
I press the buttons.
That's it.
Carl, I pressed the button.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
People are loving the K-Man, aren't they?
They are. People are saying they love him. He's just,
He is.
I think we've created a whole new Will McDonald.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Carl.
Or Gordon the Gopher.
I used to have a show in Manchester.
Did you? Used to host a show?
Yeah, overnights.
What kind of things was it? What kind of stuff?
What sort of tip were you on?
Phone-ins and stuff.
Yeah.
You did a phone-in?
Not a proper one.
What did people phone in about?
No, they didn't. That was what's wrong. There was no phones. Go on.
No, just, you know, how things were going and that.
Problems. Were you like an agony uncle?
Kind of.
That's amazing. Imagine that. Imagine sending someone to Carl. You got problems? Is it delicate? We'll go to Carl Pilkington.
Hang on. Looks like maybe there's some questions.
Oh, we've got a few questions here. What's the one, what's Carl's view on...
Carl, what do you make of nudism?
Who's that from?
Let me just check who that's from.
Sort of there's a time and a place for it.
That's from, it's very difficult to tell.
That's great, you see.
There's a time and a place for it.
That is just brilliant. That is Dickie Bird. That's that sort of northern, confident soundbite. Wasn't it nudism? Time and a place for it.
There's a time and a place for it.
Would you do it, Steve?
Would I do nudism?
Yeah.
He's not allowed.
Not again.
It's not nice, is it, really?
No, it's not with Steve. He's not allowed on any National Trust land doing it because he's caused the death of millions of starlings.
That's true.
There was something on BBC Choice the other night. It's a really short show. I haven't seen it before.
It's not a bloke eating cup of soup and then another short show, like maybe someone cleaning their teeth with Colgate, and then the really short show. What was it called?
No, what it was about this old fella who, he's into nudism. And he was saying he's done all right.
Does he play volleyball a lot?
He said he's done all right out of it because there's not many blokes who are willing to go nude for modelling and that. And he's about 70, so it's not...
Is there much cry for that, do you think? Is there much demand for 70-year-old
nudes? He's doing all right for it.
Sure. Good answer.
And the odd thing was, you see...
He had a corkscrew penis.
He was he was just like walking around on a main road in like a seaside town. And and cars were...
See, that's not nudism, is it? That's mental illness.
Yeah, he's just a bit dear.
Yeah.
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 Well, you know the competition we just ran there, the phone in, ask Carl and thing. People were phoning up. One person said, what do you think about new metal? Carl just quick as fast went, I hate it.
Exactly.
And he threw a question right back at them and went, do you listen to that in the morning? She went, yeah. He went, wow, you see, in the morning I like Ash. In the evening, I might listen to
I think he said Magic FM.
Yeah. But I love the fact that he is now, we've put him on a pedestal. He's happy with his own opinions. Before he was like, oh, I don't know. And now he wants to tell the world. He'd be down Hyde Park Corner tomorrow, won't he? And they're going, right, who wants to know what I think about, I don't know.
At 2 o'clock, I will listen to the Human League.
Today at 4:13, I had one apple and listened to Primal Scream. Thank you. Oh, no, you're a great bloke, Carl. We better stop now because, you know, we're going to make you into the new James.
There'll be more from Carl next. So this is a very last question that someone, this is Jim, he's emailed in. He says, does Carl think that that Waterworld, Mad Max, Judge Dredd or similar films present an accurate portrayal of what a post-apocalyptic world might be like? How do you imagine what the world will be, Carl, when the bomb is dropped?
So I've got no comment.
Okay, let's forget the films. What do you think the world might be like if there was, say, a nuclear war and we had to survive underground for a while till all the waste went away and we could come up and we could eat fruit again and it was all weird and we had to start from scratch?
I'd rather die.
Okay.
All right. Wouldn't you?
Well, supposing it was sort of like, you know, Britain was just, it was, all the buildings had gone, right? Or there was some bit of scavenging, there was like, and we hid underground and we came out, you know, sort of in 10 years' time. Don't keep shaking your head, you don't have the question. You can go, no, rather die. And it was fine, you lived on tin fruit for a few years, right? Then you had to come up and start again. You had to find other civilizations.
I'd want that thing that, is it Walt Disney had? Sort of.
Cryogenically preserved.
Put me in a fridge thing and say, look, wake me up when it's all built again. I can't be doing with that, walking around with a hard hat on all day.
Yeah, what would you do? Set an alarm clock? You're the only person. What, you get in a fridge and even know, if you find this, do not disturb till 2012.
You know what I mean?
No, but saying that wasn't... Well, I mean, what would you do first? You just come out, right, come out into the light. It was just like, Saxon Britain. There was nothing. You'd have to start again. What would you do? What would you do first?
I'd probably go and see where I live now to see what's left of it.
I love how he thinks. Oh,
Carl, if you were the last man on Earth, right, and you had to have one other woman with which to start the human race again, right, and not your girlfriend, who would you start the human race again with? Which person would you want to? Bear in mind, it's not just like the fact that you've got to have kids; they've got to be able to provide something in this world. They've got to be leaders,
and they might be all melted. And
exactly. So their beauty
they've just got one good eye, but now they can tell what you're thinking because of radiation. They tried to go through a pod, and there was a fish in there for some reason in their Wellington.
I mean, for me, probably.
What would you rather kiss, a mermaid or a unicorn?
Carl, quickly.
Mermaid.
Why?
No, I want him to answer my question.
He's got a lady's face. Mm. Okay, then. What would you rather kiss? A lady with the body of a fish or the body of a horse?
A fish. Wouldn't you?
This is the best thing in the world. This is like, you know when you call a file a rude word and then the computer goes, do you want to open tits? You laugh because it's like, that's what playing with Carl's like. It's sort of like you input it, and you always get, you know what I mean? You get
more back than you bargained for.
Yeah. Oh.
Probably only because I've seen films, that one with that Hannah Darrell or whatever her name is in, and she looks all right. I've never seen Hannah a film Darrell, with a woman with a horse's body. Maybe if I've seen one, I might change my mind.
Can you email us a picture of a woman with a horse's body?
Yeah. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.com.
Or do they exist?
Anyway.
Do you reckon unicorns exist, Carl?
No. No.
Let's play another song then, because I think we were going to give away some Incubus tickets. We seem to have got sidetracked.
Beatles, Revolution. Mm-hmm. Was that clear?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah, good. We got to speed this up, because we know. It's funny, because our first link, when we had a go at, like, the library and the playlist, when we played a record, Carl went, you usually do it at the end, when you've run out of stuff.
Yes, what's left off,
So we started with what's usually our worst bit of material. So I think we've got to turn this show round.
Right.
Carl's been holding this together, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's Carl's beautiful naivety and, could I say it, Carl, in the nicest way, stupidity.
Yes.
That are keeping the listeners...
I wouldn't class it as stupid.
I'm only joking, mate. Of course you're not stupid. Everyone knows you're not stupid. You're sincere and that can sometimes be, you know, it's frowned upon in this cynical world.
Would you say you've learned stuff from me in the past few weeks?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Rather like a scientist learns from like a injecting mice.
Yeah.
No, but I've learned from you about ants and stuff. I think every week, as weeks go on, I feel like
we're learning from each other.
I'm learning more now than I did when I was at school.
And can I just clarify?
Yeah.
You weren't raised as an experiment and you've escaped from a laboratory. You had regular upbringing in Manchester and that.
Yeah, I didn't go to school much because me mum and dad had a caravan.
Right.
Air, don't be lying. XFM, 104.9, 5 to 2.
Absolutely. Richard Gervais.
With me,
Steve Merchant.
Smirch. The Smirch.
The Smirch.
And the K-Man. KP, Carl Pilkington, the K-Man.
Pressing the buttons.
Yeah. See that in Heat this week?
What was it?
About the campaign to stop Carl going back to Manchester. You know, because he's a miserable sort of northerner who goes, London's crap and I'm going to go back up north.
Yeah.
And I only need 40 quid a week to live up there like King and all that sort of yes. rubbish. Right. Well, Boyd from Heat, when we met him at the that award ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And we were saying about, oh, yeah, he really enjoys Carl. He's getting a lot of people like Carl. People and I was going, oh, yeah, but he's thinking of leaving. He's going, oh, start a campaign. And he did, and he put it in there. So the campaign, so write in if you like Carl. If you think he's really annoying, then we'll stop talking to him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like him.
I love him.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the White Van Man column in The Sun, Carl?
I've seen it.
Are you familiar with this? This is where every day in The Sun they interview a guy who drives a white van, just, you know, in order to get the kind of voice of the man on the street in the paper. And he has to answer, or just give his opinions, really, on events that have made the news each week. Just thought we could maybe throw some of these at you, Carl.
Go on,
because we know, to see what your views are.
Yeah.
So, just the first thing that comes into your mind, the sort of, your initial reaction to each of these.
It's just top of things, but you don't need to know about them, it's just your philosophy on it.
Yeah,
so,
just your views.
You know, yeah.
I have had a few days off this week, remember, so I don't know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, you stayed in London, though, didn't you?
Yeah, you didn't bury yourself, yeah. Did you?
I normally see the news, but I didn't.
Okay. So, what was your view on Will Young beating Gareth Gates in the final of Pop Idol?
Don't like him. No. You know what I was thinking about when I was watching it all the way through?
Yeah.
How he looks like he's got a wire coat hanger in his gob. That sort of.
Right. Again, it's radio, Carl.
Radio.
It's a great face.
The funny face you're pulling. Doesn't
yeah. And, you know, but, you know, a radio.
And is that's a problem for you, is it?
And just the way he's from a really rich family. I opened up the paper on the Monday or something, and it had like, oh, he went to a posh school and he's got loads of money already.
Yeah.
It's just a bit.
Okay. You know. Right, what's the second question?
There have been huge rises in street crime, especially muggings and carjackings. What's your view there?
More youth clubs are needed, aren't they?
You think more youth clubs?
I like that.
No, okay.
No, I like that because it's so 1950s.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you want a bobby on the beat that'll clip you around the ear.
So once they've come out of national service.
Yeah. No, I love that. And if you find someone smoking a woodbine, you make them smoke 50.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is great. That is great.
Did you used to go to youth clubs?
Yeah.
And they kept you out of trouble?
You used to get into a fight afterwards when you came out.
But for the sort of hour and a half you were there.
You had a bit of pool and some boxing and a bit of pop.
Yeah.
So more youth clubs, that's good.
I love him. I love him. If you're at home, just make notes, because this is brilliant stuff. Honestly, you won't hear more honest from the heart
exactly
stuff opinions. Than this. This is great. Go on.
This is not pre-planned. These are your direct responses now.
I promise you, Carl did not know what we were going to do. He never knows what we're going to do, and he always answers honestly. That is the beauty of Carl.
What is
it's
your view,
not an act.
What is your view, Carl, on New York's former mayor becoming Sir Rudy Giuliani? Sir Rudy Giuliani.
Is he happy with it?
He appears to be pleased with it.
Let it go ahead.
Fair enough.
Let okay. it go ahead. Oh, he's genius.
Okay.
Is he happy with it? He's like your nan.
Yeah, yeah. What do you make of Michael Greco's character Beppe being axed from EastEnders? Problem for you?
The whole soap thing. What's it's back in Coronation Street, isn't she? What's her name?
Who?
Beth. Lynn's. She thought she'd go off and be a bigger star.
Yeah.
All went wrong. And now she's coming back.
Yeah, always happens, doesn't
Beppe it? Will be back.
Yeah.
No one really cares.
Sure.
What was the van reply? No, it was the guy.
White Van Man says, obviously they feel the character has run his course, but I think he's a pretty good actor and I can't understand why. So, I mean, obviously there's a White Van Man there who's also got an opinion on script development.
The through line,
The narrative through line of soap opera.
The 12-week narrative, the arc really shows itself up.
The two last ones I want your opinion on here. What do you make of a cat that's been cloned in a secret 2.5 million research project?
To find out what?
If they can clone cats, yeah.
Have they had to hurt it?
Sorry?
Have they had to sort of hurt it to do that?
Have they had to hurt it?
Yeah, or is it just scraping its tongue for some stuff?
I think the cat's fine. The point is that they're cloning another creature, which is potentially very dangerous. Have you seen that film where they bring Hitler back?
That cat. What if that cat turned out to be a world dictator?
Exactly. What do you reckon of cloning generally, Carl? You concerned about it?
When they're cloning for organs, they just grow them for the, you know.
Do you know what cloning means?
Yeah, it's when you, like, make something else that's the same, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to do any harm.
Okay. And
great.
And finally...
Put you on the World Council.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, what do you make of some city workers who were caught bonking in the glass lifts of the Lloyds building?
What do I make of it?
Yeah. Is that a problem for you? Do you think that's unprofessional?
Was it the lunch break or...?
I think it was lunch break.
Yeah. It was their own...
All right.
It's their own time, I think, fair enough. It only takes 45 seconds to go from the bottom to the top. Is that a problem? They moved quickly. They acted, you know, on instinct. You think fair enough? If that's their natural instincts and they're both consenting, you think fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Carl.
Thanks right. very much, Carl.
Carl, we'll have more of Carl's world-weary opinions next time on the show.
Yeah. Now it's time for White Van Man.
White Van Man. yes, for those, that don't buy the Sun, they think it's beneath them. White Van Man is a column they have, I think, every day, actually, and they just get sort of some, you know, Joe Public to kind of comment on the week's news. Just seemed to me, you know, that it might be interesting to get Carl's views on some of the big events.
Not because we think that Carl hasn't got a valid sort of viewpoint.
No.
Because Carl sees the world differently to some people, that's all, and that's what's interesting. You know, like an artist does, or a...
Exactly, yeah. He's very bohemian in his outlook.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you're up to scratch on this week's news?
I don't like this, but...
Do you?
No, just relax.
Why not?
It's pressure.
No, because you just have to give us your first opinions.
For your honest answer, that's all we've ever asked of you, Carl, and it's all you've ever given us. You're honest, you're first from the heart of you, yeah?
All
don't
right.
worry, just relax.
No, just chill in.
Are you worried that people are listening and thinking you're an idiot?
If my girlfriend's listening now, go and have a wash or something.
Go and have a wash.
Not very nice, is it? Is it the opposite of Napoleon and Josephine? Yeah, go on. If you're going to visit me again, Josephine, for Christ's sake, wash.
Well, I'll ease you in with something fairly easy, a music-based question. Kylie Minogue versus Dido as Queen of the Brits. What's your view there?
Go and have a wash.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't really matter.
What doesn't really matter?
With the Brits. I was watching it the other night, and, I think Kylie will be a good-looking old woman.
Okay. I want to celebrate with you. Every time he opens his mouth, it's different. I want us to open a bottle of champagne.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like we did that.
Yes.
No, do you do that, though? Look at people. And another person who springs to mind, Jenny Powell. I don't think she's that good-looking now.
Who's Jenny Powell? Is she that girl that used to be the assistant on Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah,
yeah. I think she's a bit over the top for a young woman, but when she gets older, I think she'll look
be a bit of a stunner. So for you, Kylie, whereas you don't feel that about Dido, is that right?
She's all right. She's normal. I prefer Kylie's sister to Kylie. I can imagine her being a hard work to live with. And
who, Kylie?
Not being washing up and that. And
right, sure.
Being a bit fussy.
And what do you make of taxes rising in the next budget to pay for NHS improvements?
Well, my dad went to hospital to have an operation once.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's worth paying it, because I've got some.
Because people might have to go to hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes a change when it's someone in your family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you sort of realise...
Yeah, it changes as good as the rest.
And the weird thing is, if it weren't for my dad, I wouldn't be here doing this show, because when he was in hospital...
Well, no, I'll stop you there.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's all you need to know.
You wouldn't be here, true, but no, but...
Well, no, because this was after I was born. So, I would be here.
But for his more direct involvement was what?
Yeah, because when my mum was seeing my dad in the hospital, I got a bit bored, went for a wander, found the hospital radio station...
Yeah.
...and got a gig.
Really?
So, in a real sense, if it wasn't for Carl's dad, Carl wouldn't be here.
And did your dad, like, while he was listening to you, did he, like, sort of tap the nurse and go, can you get that twat off the air?
Who's put him in that?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
Okay, what do you make of the real-life Mowgli who's surviving in a Transylvanian countryside? Apparently, I don't know much about this story.
I don't know.
You know Mowgli, he's the guy from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
The little kid that grew up with bears and animals and stuff. Apparently there's a real-life one in Transylvania.
What were the things in Gremlins?
What were the what? In Gremlins, they were...
Wait. Okay, this is an example. This is what your girlfriend said. Think, what were the things in Gremlins called?
I can't remember.
Just, I mean, really.
It's something like that, isn't it?
No, no, wait. Just really, really think now, Carl. Just with all the brain power you've ever used, think what the things in Gremlins were called.
It's not there.
There's a clue here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're not.
What?
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Play a record, Carl.
We're halfway through White Van Man.
We were indeed, yes.
Those lads came in.
Getting Carl's views on some of the big stories of the week from the news. Carl, what do you make of the fact that the British Olympic curling team won a gold medal?
I watched it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really good. The only thing that's getting on my nerves now is like, what was that?
Is that a trombone player just sneaked in?
That was me moving this microphone.
Right.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What an amazing noise.
The only thing is...
That shouldn't sound like that, should it? That's incredible. What a shoddy tin pot station this is.
Well, we know that.
Sorry, Carl.
Go on.
It's like in all the papers now, in like the, you know, the Star and the Sun all week, they've been like traipsing models over a bit of granite. Do you know like how those things are made out of granite, the things they throw?
Oh, yeah.
And it just, that bit annoys me.
Okay.
The Daily Star?
No, the way that, you know, this sport, nobody had ever sort of heard of it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We win a gold medal.
Yeah.
And now in the papers, it's like...
They've gone crazy. They've gone curling mad.
Yeah.
It's a good game, though.
Yeah, good. Okay, next.
All right, good. Let me see. What about the fact that the world's tallest man is living in a semi in Neasden?
It's all right, isn't it? Something that someone told me in the week is that, do you know all these tall people like this guy?
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird they've only just found him, considering he's the tallest man. I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone told me that, do you know the guy who was in James Bond, the big bloke?
Yes.
Jaws.
He's got the same illness as this bloke.
Right.
And what it is...
It's called tall.
It's something about...
You're suffering from tall.
You've got a small tumour or something just behind this part of your head.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just sort of in the middle of your eyes.
Yeah.
And the pressure on that makes you grow really tall or something.
Yeah.
So he needs to get it sorted.
That's your advice to him.
Yeah.
Get it sorted. Okay, very finally, Carl, this is important. This is just projecting into the future.
Get it sorted.
Just projecting into the future now, K-Man. Apparently, global warming will bring sizzling summers and weird wildlife to Great Britain in the future. Are you worried about that?
How soon?
Soon enough for you to worry.
Yeah, it's pretty worrying.
Okay.
You
wouldn't prefer it to be sunny here all the time?
No, because with hot weather comes weird spiders and that. See, I always think we're quite lucky here.
Yeah.
If you live in Australia, you might have the sun and stuff, but you've got, like, deadly snakes.
Yes.
Which are deaf. Did you know snakes are deaf?
Snakes are deaf?
They don't have ears.
Okay.
So you're all right walking about behind them.
Yeah, but if they see you ahead of you, you're in trouble.
But, yeah, with places like Australia, you know, people go, oh, it's great, it's sunny, but... They don't talk about the spiders and...
They keep the spiders.
Lizards and stuff. So I think we've got a bit of both the best worlds.
So you're worried, though, about in the future, vultures flying through the sky, we've got various creepy crawly snakes. You concerned about that?
Yeah, well, there's a load... I saw something in the news in the week that a load of sparrows or something was somewhere. Maybe that's the start of it.
That's an interesting story.
No. Was that front page or...? There's a load of sparrows somewhere.
No,
read all about it. Sparrows somewhere.
Some sparrows somewhere.
Sparrows somewhere.
Load of sparrows somewhere.
Sparrows somewhere.
There you go, anyway.
Excellent, that's
Thank
great.
You very
that's,
much, Carl.
That's Carl giving his views on the news.
Don't do that next week.
Why not?
I just don't like it.
Why?
Pressure.
It's not pressure, you did brilliantly.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should have a White Van Man session.
Oh, White Van Man.
Because I think people tune in for the White Van Man
session.
Yeah,
people haven't tuned in, they don't know.
If people aren't familiar with this, The Sun runs a column every day, which is asking some punter from the street their views on the week's big events, and we just thought, why not hijack that idea, but apply it to Carl Pilkington. Carl?
I've seen much news again this week.
You've not seen much news? Don't worry, I'm sure you have an opinion on
just
it.
Anyway. Just give us it from your heart.
So, Gladiator.
Okay, so, well, on the subject of Gladiator, what do you make of Russell Crowe's appalling behaviour at the BAFTAs?
This is, I heard a bit about this. This is, when he, he got some director or something, because
Intellectual producer and threatened him, because they cut his bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut a poem that he'd done during the acceptance speech.
I watched it on Sunday night. Sure. I didn't realise it wasn't live, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I quite liked the way it was to the point and didn't mess about. It was, he went up, he said thanks.
So you're saying that he shouldn't have beaten up the director? Is that what you're basically saying?
It's a bit over the top.
You thought
I mean, if you didn't have time, if you really, I mean, what's the poem got to do with the film anyway? He was an awards.
So do you think it's ever justified to beat up a TV director if you're a major Hollywood star?
Depends what he's done, but I mean...
Right, what would he have to have done, Carl, for it to be fine for him to then beat him up?
The thing is, right, forget all the beating up. At the end of the day, it was a awards thing for a film. The poem had nothing to do with the film.
Yeah.
So go up, collect your award for that thing. And if he really, really wanted people to hear about this poem, he could have photocopied it and left it at the entrance and said, on your way out, this is a really nice poem, pick one up.
No, but the thing is, he knew it was televised, so he knew by saying that poem once, he was reaching 5 billion people. That's a lot of photocopies. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it was justified.
It wasn't a poem award. If it was an award show for poems, you'd say you can't cut it out. It'd be like doing the top 40 and then going, number one's good, but we haven't got time for it. But, but it's a films thing.
Okay.
And he went up and he got the award for the film. Which film was it for?
I don't know, but when I wanted to give you results, I said, let's give Carl his results. Steve went, no, we should introduce people to Carl again, just remind people what Carl's like. And he's so right. I'm so glad we did this first.
I'm all right, though. All
Carry
right,
on, man. Steve.
Okay, the next topic. What about this big debate over whether Kylie Minogue's had a bum job?
I'd have to see it.
Next!
Okay. What do you make of Will Young's single? He's the Pop Idol winner. It's going to net record-breaking sales, apparently. It's going to go straight to number one. He's had millions of copies sold.
I heard last week that you had to, if you wanted to buy it from Woolworths, you had to go in and put a pound down to guarantee you're getting a copy.
Wow.
I think that's stupid.
But what do you make of it, though? Do you think...
as a song?
Both as a song, and are you excited about Will Young and his future?
No, he'll do all right. I don't think we have to worry about him.
Okay.
He'll do all right. It's not my thing, but he seems like a nice bloke.
Okay, good. Very good. What
one
do you
final
make?
One.
Yeah, one final one then. What do you make of our scientists getting the go-ahead to clone embryos for research? We have discussed cloning before, and obviously there's the pros and cons of that. Christopher Reeve, former Superman star, he's behind this. Are you behind him?
Yeah. I mean, with everything, you have your good and your bad, don't you?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. If you didn't have bad things in the world, then you wouldn't enjoy the good things. I think, you know, it's like if you didn't have robbers in the world, policemen wouldn't have a job. So it's the same thing. It's like, it's an illness. Yeah? So what are they messing with?
It's probably a bit too detailed to go into there, really, but,
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good and bad. You can't have it all.
Yin and yang is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, I can't argue with that, mate.
I want to play a track now that, I haven't heard for a while. It's the Verve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sonnet. Lovely song.
Coming soon, those big exam results. Anyway, Carl, look, let's have a little quick session of White Van Man. For those that don't listen to the show regularly, the Sun, as you know, has a section called White Van Man where a member of the public gets asked their opinions on the week's big political and social hot potatoes. Carl, we just thought it would be fun if you answered some of the questions. It's not so much questions, it's just your views, really, on these big news stories. What do you make of Olympic ski hero Alan Baxter testing positive for drugs?
What did he do?
Well, he won a gold medal in the Olympics, and
he was a
skier,
right?
And he won gold medal, and they've just tested him positive for some kind of illegal drug.
But what? I mean, if he did, why take drugs to ski? Because all you do is balance.
But imagine it'd be amazing if you were stoned, like going down a hill.
Yeah, it's not like you have to.
It's not going to help you. Is
no,
it?
it's just gravity that's doing all the work, isn't it? With skiing.
Yeah, but it's often to do with your athleticism, isn't it?
No, but it'd be like saying, and we've just found out the people on the toboggan were on crack. It's not going to help them.
Could I say the drugs
apparently
he was taking?
That's his defense.
Probably
he probably wasn't
jacking up H or dropping a few E's or getting stoned. He was probably taking more sort of performance enhancing drugs as opposed to him just like scoring some shit around the corner from someone, getting off his tits and jumping in a toboggan. Doesn't mean that, does it?
He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't off his nut.
Yeah, yeah. You've tested you. You're pissed out your head.
But why doesn't he just say, "Don't be stupid. Why would I do that? It's just not going to help me out."
But it is, isn't it? Because performance enhancing drugs do.
Wait a minute, Steve. Wait a minute, Carl. Right, look at it this way. Okay, look at me. Yeah. Have I got his attention?
Yeah, the light's glinting off your ring there.
Yeah. Okay, right, now keep concentrating. Right, some athletes, you're aware they take drugs, that's to build up
swimmers
muscle.
And stuff.
Yeah, swimmers.
Runners,
yeah. Not only do they help build muscle, right, but they can actually, you know, give them a boost performance-wise, yeah. Sort of like steroids and all this sort of stuff. Right? So that's the sort of thing we're talking about, okay?
Right, so again...
He wasn't on a bong
would that help
before...
You?
What?
Why would that help you when you... All you've got to do is balance on skis.
Not when you're at the Olympic level.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do with, you know, your body and your legs.
It's practice, isn't it? It's like, if you've skied for years, then you've got good balance after a bit.
Oh, do you know what, Carl? Do you know what? You've made a mockery of drug taking. Well done. Yeah. Right, next one, Steve.
I hate this bit.
I don't know if you saw it. What did you make of Posh Spice's Warts and All documentary?
Yeah, I saw a bit of it.
What did you make of it?
I mean, people are slagging him off, aren't they? Saying, you know, she's daft and that, but...
Definitely you.
She's... I think they're all right, honestly.
Yeah,
you know,
all right.
She's all right. I mean, I think David's really a decent bloke.
Sure. Do you agree that he's quite a simple man?
Yeah, but he's a footballer. He doesn't need to be. Do you know what I mean? It's like me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all right, I only got an E in history.
Sure.
But knowing about the Tudors doesn't help me press these buttons and put the next CD on.
No, sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So good luck to him, and he's done well out of it. It's just jealousy.
Yeah.
I remember, though, when I was back in Manchester, was in Piccadilly train station, and he was there, right? Not as big a star as he is now,
yeah.
Back then, but he was stood there, and I was so close to going over to him and saying, "Did you go to my school?" Because I recognised his face,
oh,
but I
no.
didn't know who he was. Do you know when you sort of go, sure, I went to school. It's not the one with the big head.
Yeah.
But I do recognise him. Then my girlfriend got off the train and I said, "I'm sure I know him." She said, "Yeah, it's David Beckham." And I was so close.
Oh, thank God for your girlfriend. Does she get an awful lot of scrapes, does she?
She does, yeah.
Okay, what about the fact that the pension crisis is going to force Britons to work into their 70s, Carl? You might have to carry on working into your 70s before you can claim a pension.
I think it's a good thing. Because you see a lot of old people who look bored. Okay. And I honestly think if you keep your brain busy,
yeah.
You'll live longer.
Yeah.
It's only when you actually shut down, right, that's when your body sort of dies because it doesn't feel it has a purpose.
Yeah.
It's like if you've got flu, keep going to work. If you have a day off, you just feel worse. You'll mope about at home. Doesn't do you any good.
What about where do you draw the line there? What if you say lose a finger? Pop into work?
Depends if you can't concentrate because it's painful.
But what if you're a typist?
You're not going to type as many words, but you'll do more at work than you would having a day off at home.
Sure. Okay. Tony Blair turning trendy with his Paul Smith designed naked lady shirt. I don't know if you've seen this. It's the one with the pictures of naked ladies on the cuffs.
And, you know, I mean...
Okay. And finally...
See, this is what annoys me about this feature. It's just, what's that? So what?
Yeah, but it's the Prime Minister of this country wearing a trendy shirt with naked ladies on the cuffs.
All right.
Okay. And finally, what do you make of the fact that Top of the Pops have banned Will Young singing both tracks on the number one slot and consequently he wasn't on there at all? They had to show the video. The first time anyone's ever made this demand. He wants to sing both the A and B side.
Well, he can't.
It's double A, yeah.
Double A side.
That's what he wanted.
That isn't how it works, is it?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And the thing is, which one... I mean, at the end of the day, loads of people have bought it, haven't they? And it's like one of the best. So it doesn't really matter what it is because people have got it. They can listen to what song they want at home. It doesn't matter about what Top of the Pops do.
Yes.
And it's just annoyed me now.
Who's annoyed you?
Just what goes on in the world. I tell you, you're better off not knowing. It's better being in my little world. If that's what people are talking about on the streets and asking the white van man, do you know what I mean?
I think you're right, Carl. Shall I play a lovely song for you? Because you're getting all stressed now, aren't you?
I've not had a good day.
No, I know. We tell you about it later. It's not a good day. Well, I'm going to play a Neil Young track here of Harvest. It's Alabama. It's beautiful. And this is for Carl. Right. Steve, it's time for...
White Van Carl. We should definitely get some jingles. I think the show sort of lacks jingles, I think.
Yeah.
Noises.
Yeah.
Funny sound effects.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's Mr. Nosy Neighbour interested in? Hello, what's going on here? Yeah. Oh, we should definitely get some pre-recorded comedy noises. Yeah,
you know,
week.
That's my job, but unfortunately I'm busy reading about Hitler.
For those that don't know and aren't familiar with this feature, basically The Sun runs a white van man column where it asks just people who, you know, every men and women, their views on news stories from the week, and we decided we'd just ask Carl his opinion on some of the same issues. This week...
Not like us to rip off another idea and just use
No,
but this time...
The white van man in The Sun this week is Herbie Crossman from Harrow in Middlesex.
Herbie.
And he's asked his opinion, Carl, and what's yours, on pop idol Will Young admitting he is gay. Come on, Carl.
I don't understand what the big deal is, to be honest.
No.
Talking to different people about it, and they've said, oh, it could affect the sales, you know, girls won't like him anymore, which I think is rubbish.
Yeah, because it finished George Michael's career, didn't it?
Well, yeah, and I was thinking when I was growing up, right?
And Freddie Mercury.
I was into Kim Wilde, right?
Sure.
Now...
And her kids.
You're not
going to
tell me she's gay, are you?
No, but if she was, if they said, oh, she's you know... A leather,
yeah,
right. I wouldn't say, right, that's it. I'm taking kids in America back to the shop. I'm disgusted.
Sure,
I liked her.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm ever gonna like meet her and marry her and that. So, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Will Young, he's a good voice, he's gay, you know, a lot of gay people in the world.
Georgie boy was gay, I guess.
There you go,
nothing more and nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew.
So, Bowie.
No big deal.
That's one of your favorite songs, isn't it?
Brilliant,
Killing of Georgie parts one and two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you make of the police protesting to Parliament over reforms?
That's not the band, before you say.
Right, what's all that about?
Okay, well, the police have had various kind of gripes and grumbles which they've taken to Parliament, trying to get them sorted.
Like what?
Well, it could take ages, basically.
They don't like the pointy helmets anymore.
Yeah.
They want flat caps.
They feel that their powers are restricted. They get a lot of bad press. They're not being paid well.
They actually demonstrated, didn't they, outside?
I think they may have done, yeah.
Well, at least they're doing something about it instead of just sitting there moaning. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
They're going to the top, trying to sort it out.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you make of the police generally? Are they doing a good job?
They've woke me up a couple of times at about 4 a.m. when I was a kid.
Right, was that because they were looking for your brother in his tank?
Yeah, did a Sherman tank just come through here?
Yeah.
No, my mates nicked cars and gave my name and all that.
Right. Were they friends of yours?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you make of fears that dumped Britney Spears, she's been dumped by her boyfriend, there's worries that she may be cracking up, Carl?
What,
you concerned?
What are the signs?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm just reading from this section, but I would assume that she's obviously showed signs of depression, maybe.
She'll be all right. I remember, like, you know, Zoe Harris, when she sort of got bored of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Get over it. I don't even think about her now.
And how long did it take you? How long did it take you to get over Zoe?
Zoe Harris.
How long did it take you?
To be honest, right, it was like one of my first girlfriends, and she was a pain. I remember I went out with her because she wouldn't stop hassling me, right?
Yeah.
And I remember
a good reason
that.
To
that. That. Oh, go on then.
I never talked to her. And then the bit that really got me, I thought I half liked her. And then I remember, right, we were at a school party, sort of infant school.
Infant school?
Right.
Are you sure it wasn't junior school?
Well, it's on the cusp.
Yeah. Right,
when you're about to leave infants and go to the next one.
Yeah.
And, she was crying because
you were saying, I don't think we should move in together.
She was crying.
Had you stolen her milk?
She must have been nearly six. Why didn't she grow up?
No, so, she was crying because somebody had stood on a dress and put a bit of an hole in it. And I said, oh, for God's sake.
I can't stand it. Oh,
so
God.
You.
I just think of him.
So you gave her a slap.
I just think of him, like, six, like, with clogs and a flat cap, going slightly bald, going, for Christ's sake, woman, come on.
Oh. Light my pipe.
Oh. That finished it, because all her mates were saying, come on, Carl, she's upset. And I was like, oh, whatever.
Hold on, though. Wait a minute. What do you mean all the mates were saying, like, come on, Carl? They were six, weren't they?
Yeah, but they were saying, come on, she's crying. Help her out.
And, like, and you did nothing?
She's got injured. Got a hole in her skirt.
Yeah, but she was upset and you were her boyfriend.
Well,
So what did you do? Tell me the story. Where were you?
Didn't work out.
You were at some kind of school do. There was a hole
in
her dress.
That's what it didn't work out, he said.
Do you treat your current girlfriend in the same way? This callous disregard for someone's feelings?
His current girlfriend does not tread on her dress, does she? Oh, she didn't.
So as far as you're concerned, what was her name? Sarah?
Zoe.
Zoe Harris. You just felt like, well, you know, if she's going to make a whinge about, you know, a silly little hole, screw her.
Yeah.
You're all heart, Carl.
What would you have done?
I'd have gone over there and give her a lovely kiss.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
We were playing Dead Arm.
Ask him another question.
Okay, very final thought then. What do you say to the fact that a judge has decided that we, the general public, have a right to know about stars' flings? Basically, this is an excuse. This is basically saying, should papers be allowed to print tittle-tattle about celebrities?
Oh, this is...
Providing it's proven true.
Oh, this is something about, isn't it, a Division One football or something? It's definitely out of Premiership football, it's unfair. And it is true, but he's trying to keep privacy. And the judge said, well, it's not for us to censor the press over things that are true. Right. It's up to the general public to either boycott or not, you know, that publication.
What do you think, Carl? What about all this, you know, exposing, going through the, you know, the bins of celebrities?
It's not right, is it? But
no.
People are interested in it and buy the papers to read it. Do you know what I mean? I mean, like I said to you the other week, everyone has a go at Beckham for not being that bright. But at the end of the day, he's a good footballer. It doesn't really matter what goes on off the pitch, does it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
what if you were a celebrity and they sort of splashed over the front page the fact that you just, you know, didn't care less for Zoe Harris and her torn dress?
Zoe Harris is still upset.
Yeah, they dug her out, you know. The night Carl Pilkington reduced me to tears.
Yeah, I haven't done anything that bad.
Sure.
I wouldn't be worried.
Did you win the Dead Arm contest?
No. I was thinking about that the other day. Do you think there's a chance I could get blood clots in later life?
Did you play that a lot?
Yeah, a hell of a lot.
Did you ever do it, but like kind of headbutting?
No.
Okay. Because that would have explained something.
Dead arms.
Sure.
Anymore.
No, that's it, Carl.
It was with people's blessing, was it? You had to give them a go?
Yeah.
And you played it with girls?
No.
All right.
Oh, with my mates.
Right.
So you were playing Dead Arms while she was off dancing and getting her hole ruined?
Yeah.
You romantic, you.
That's great. And you haven't changed a bit, have you? You still do that to this day, don't you? At functions and events. Oh, dear. Oh, well, what track we got here? You've brought in a track.
Yes, I just thought I'd dig out some old Elliot Smith. I've quite enjoyed his work. And this was a previous single and the first track from his album Figure Eight, Son of Sam.
Express 2 featuring David Byrne, Lazy, XFM 104.9, quarter to two. I'm Ricky Gervais. Steve's got the sun.
Yes, I'm just
gonna, we're just going to be doing White Van Carl, where we ask Carl the questions the sun asked some other bloke.
That's right.
Because we think Carl's got more to say than anyone on anything. True. Carl only tells the truth, by the way. Just remember that, listeners. Off you go.
Yes, well, today's White Van Man in the Sun is John Slade. He owns his own door maintenance company. His answers are very informative, I have to say. But Carl, what do you make of the Channel 4 producer, aged 30, who duped a school into believing he was a teenager for a documentary? Are you familiar with this story?
No, go on.
Well, basically a 30-year-old guy kind of fooled the school into thinking he was a pupil for a secret documentary. The school's outraged. Do you think that that's, you know, for you, you know, should anything go when it comes to making TV?
I think I've said to you before, there's loads of kids at my school. I remember being in the first year, and kids who, what year do schools go up to? I was in the first year. What is it?
11.
5.
Oh, sorry, first year of infants and juniors.
No, secondary school.
11.
Right, year 11. Kids have beards and
stuff. No, not year 11. They're 11 when they first go to secondary school.
Right. Well, I'm 11. The kids at the older end.
Well, there's a fifth form, and then
you can leave when when you're 16, I think, can't you now?
Right. Well, kids who were 16 looked old. They had they did have beards. I remember going there and thinking some of them were teachers.
I think he's answered that. Next one. What's the next one?
Tattoos and everything. Kids in the earlier years, even.
What do you make of the fact that Mariah Carey's £38 million payoff has cost EMI staff their jobs, and we're talking 1,800 EMI staff who have lost their jobs.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean,
is that silly money, Mariah Carey, on 38 million?
She doesn't need that much.
She doesn't need that much? She has to dress nice, though.
It's not her fault. I'd say it's bad business.
Okay.
Because EMI, did you say?
Yes.
right? They've got rid of them staff. Yeah. Mariah Carey's left. Who's going to do the work?
do you think Mariah should come back and do some temping?
Well, they should have got a loan and paid her. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Vicious circle, that.
Right.
Have you done a business degree or anything?
Have
you?
Commerce.
You did commerce. Yeah. Where did you do that? What did you do that?
School. I'd learn how to fill out a check, pay a bill, and I think I had a trip round Kellogg's.
Did you get an O level or a GCSE?
We know he didn't.
You know.
But was there a commerce exam or was it just a division of maths?
Can't remember.
Or did he fill out a
was
check?
It a subset of
it
maths.
It was an option. It was like, if you want to do it, you can.
What was it? Fill out a check.
Pay a bill. Have a visit round Kellogg's.
I went round Kellogg's and I saw my sister's boyfriend there at the time. He sorted me out with some variety packs.
Really? What was in them?
You know, Rice Krispies and...
Good stuff.
Cocoa Pops.
Space Dust or whatever it is.
Space Dust.
Sorry, that wasn't Ken Dodd, no.
No.
That was someone else, was it? That was an aunt.
Yeah. That wasn't Special K. Oh, dear.
What about this then? Home Secretary David Blunkett admits that muggers rule some streets.
Weird this. Because when I was out with you...
I don't believe it's going to be weird, whatever you say, Carl.
No, when we were in that pub that night and we got talking about muggers and that, the tip is, what I tend to do, because I nearly got mugged once, act mental.
You what? You nearly got mugged once?
I nearly got mugged.
Yeah.
But I tried this technique of acting a bit mental.
Right, and how did you act mental?
Well, this guy wanted me trainers. And I was in Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester. It was quite late one night. Mm-hmm. And he come up, he said, I want them trainers. I said, you want them? I said, I worked hard for these. I said, how dare you come to me asking? And I got a bit livid. And I'm he looked at me like, oh my God, he's got a right one here. And he left me.
Were you acting mental or were you just mental?
No, I put it on a bit.
Were you not petrified though?
Well, you don't think about it, do you, when you're sort of in the eyes of danger?
Well, not you, clearly. You're a brave man. So what did you say?
I just went a bit mad. I just kind of, because he said he wanted the trainers and they were dear ones at the time. And I just said, no, you're not having these. So I've crafted you. I said, I wanted these trainers.
Yeah.
And, you know, went on to tell him how I work at printers and I don't enjoy it. And, you know, I put in all these hours and that and I have to cycle home for about 5 miles. And
did he give you his trainers?
Yeah.
Did he have a knife?
I just left. No, he didn't get that. Didn't get that violent.
Well, that's very brave of you, Carl.
Yeah, it's
that's
good.
A good advice, though. Just act mental.
See, what's it? Should he tried it the other night?
Oh, Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Well, she says, I've worked hard for these diamonds. Yeah. Not easy being the daughter of Judy Garland. You don't know what it's like.
Finally, apparently there was a crook that got a security job at Heathrow. Right, he was a crook and he got a job at Heathrow. As robbers steal another £2 million. Apparently security down there is lax.
Yeah.
Is that a concern for you?
Is this another
£2 million? Yeah.
Why is all this money at the airport?
It's those sandwich shops. You know how they're really expensive, the sandwiches in like when you're on a plane? They're like £2.50 for tuna, which is ludicrous.
Yeah.
That's basically the reason.
What do you mean, why is all this money at airports?
What is it doing there?
Have a go. No, have a go answering this yourself. Why is anything at an airport?
It's going somewhere.
Or coming in from somewhere.
Yeah, but money, you can sort it out through the bank, like phone banks and that.
Have you done commerce? You know a lot about paying bills and writing out checks. Yeah.
Tell us about Kellogg's.
What was it like? What was in the factory? Was it just like squashing bits of corn?
Pretty boring, really. Just loads of conveyor belts, boxes of cornflakes everywhere. Just what you imagine.
Yeah.
So was it more, this is where you might be working? This is where you're likely to work.
Possibly.
If you
there was two trips. There was that and the trip to Manchester Evening News.
Okay.
And I left that early because I had a job in Cordon Bleu.
In Kellogg's.
Cordon Bleu, what's that?
It's like a supermarket.
Yeah?
And I had to leave the trip early and the teacher went mad saying they thought I'd got lost on the, you know, in the building and stuff.
What,
and
you didn't tell anyone?
No, because it was like day two of working in this supermarket and I couldn't be late. I thought by the time I explain where I've got to go and everything, I'll be even later.
Sure.
So I just left, and then apparently they were searching the building and everything for me.
Oh, wow.
Stuck in a printer. Don't know.
Stuck in a printer?
I don't know.
What was the printer's name?
You worked at a supermarket called Cordon Bleu.
Yeah.
Cordon Bleu! That
brilliant.
That's great, isn't it?
It's rubbish.
Oh.
Got sacked.
You had to what did you get sacked for?
Messing about in a... back in the car park around the back.
Yeah.
Right, there was a grid, and all the concrete had gone funny. So when it rained, you got like a big lake.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I got in, do you know those big metal trolleys you get to like put all the food in while she's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I got in one of them and pushed myself out into this lake.
Of cement?
No,
of water.
Full of water because it'd been raining. Right. And I got stuck in the middle, right? And the boss was like, where's Carl? He's meant to be doing, you know, facing up the beans.
And I was like... You were stranded in a lake.
So someone said, oh, like, I saw him messing about out the back. He came out and saw me stuck in the middle of this lake in a trolley. And he said, get back in. I said,
would you say, no, I'm filming sharks.
I said, it's too deep. I can't get out. You'll have to pass me something. And he said, I'm not passing you nothing. He said, you can get out of there and walk through it. I said, I'm not. I've got my trainers on, probably the same ones.
Yeah, you've risked your life for them.
Yeah. I said, I'm not getting these wet. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to wait for the water to go down the grid. He said, the grid's blocked. Now get out or you're sacked. I said, well, I'm not getting out. He said, right, you're sacked.
So you were sacked. How long did you have to wait for the water to go down the grid?
In the end, I did get bored and I sort of did a bit of a leap and a jump and got 1 foot wet.
How long were you waiting?
Maybe about half an hour.
Just think of it. How did he get himself into that situation? That's fantastic. Should we play a record?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's a joy. Oh, you're an absolute pleasure. More White Van Man next time on the show. Electric Soft Parade. I keep trying to get the album for free from you, Carl. You've not sorted me out yet. I have to rely on other people to give me different copies.
No, I did try.
Tracks.
I'll keep trying.
Please do. This is one called There's a Silence, Electric Soft Parade.
Right, well, it's time for White Van Man, which is where we ask Carl the questions that the Sun asks someone else.
Exactly.
It's an article in there where they ask them, you know, typical man on the street, the big questions of the day, gives them their platform to the nation. And we think this is just too good to let out because we only care about one person's opinion in the country now.
That's true enough. He's the came out and there he is.
There he is, right.
Carl, your thoughts, please, on Kylie Minogue slagging off Britney Spears for ignoring her fans at her premiere. Are you aware of that story?
No.
She got booed at her premiere of her new film, Britney, because she'd left her fans waiting for like an hour. Some of them had travelled up from Bristol, other parts of the country.
3,000 of them.
Loads of them screaming for her. She just went straight into the theatre an hour late, just gave them a quick wave and straight in. Didn't even want to shake their hands, sign any autographs. So they were booing.
What do you think of that, Carl?
And Kylie's obviously said that was actually outrageous, you know, and you should treat your fans with respect. What do you make of it?
So she did wave.
Yeah, but literally as she was walking into the theatre.
Was it raining?
No, I don't think it was.
He's like a defence lawyer.
Yeah.
But who hasn't really read the brief.
Exactly.
So
he's just winging it.
Judge's first joke, was it raining? No. Oh, shit, I was relying on that.
Was she running late for the start of the film?
Yes, but that's her own fault. I mean, the people are inside. They're not going to start the film without her. It's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She could take some time out. You know, when Tom Cruise came here, he spent like an hour and a half shaking people's hands, talking to people on their mobile phones, all sorts. That's Tom Cruise. He's a bigger name than Britney.
I know, but... He's
a smaller person, but he's a bigger name.
What do people want from people? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
An autograph, things like that, a photo.
This one's going nowhere, Steve. Is there another one?
Fair enough.
It's not bad. If she had more time, she might have done it. I bet she would have done it on another day. I mean, I'm not feeling too good today.
But you're going to still take time out to sign people's autographs, surely, when you leave the building.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a crowd, isn't there?
Next.
Go on.
What do you make of a New York's ex-police chief saying we need more bobbies on the beat? He's come over here. He's the guy that sorted out crime in New York City. He's come over. He said, you're going all over the place here. Mm. You need more bobbies on the beat, not more policemen, more a visible police presence.
There was something last week about some copper in London who was sat on a bench and he was asleep or something.
Okay.
And people were like outraged because like he should be looking after, you know, England's people, not nodding off on a park bench. Which is a bit daft because
they were shouting he should be looking after England's people.
Yeah.
Was this the 16th century you went back to? What do you mean that he should be looking after England's people?
You know, wherever he was, if he was in like a park somewhere, they were like really annoyed because he was asleep.
But sure.
The way
he'd probably undercover.
But the thing is, if there would have been any trouble, I'm sure he would have woke up.
Yeah.
If there was any sort of, if someone needed help and they screamed, he would have woke up. So I don't know why they were having a go at him.
Yeah. And he might not have been there at all. So, you know, it was, you know, so
yeah.
He probably have his radio turned on, didn't he?
Yeah.
Listening to Heart.
So you're not concerned then that there's not, the crime's going up?
I think there's enough. I see quite a lot of them whizzing around.
Okay. You're happy then?
Yeah.
As long as you're happy, Carl.
So you don't think it's too much crime?
No.
Just the right amount of crime?
Yeah.